FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
'Cause I need your soul.
Got quality stamped all the way through it. That's Staff Brett, not the Stereophonics. A song called Slip Away, which I'm reliably informed was done by a guy called Clarence Carter back in the 1960s. We've got a special guest in this lunchtime. His name is Staff Brett. Afternoon, Staff. How are
Afternoon.
You?
Afternoon, yeah, very good, thanks.
Good. It's so good to meet you at last, because you sent me some tracks a while back and they were absolutely brilliant. So we sort of sent a few emails back and forth. I wanted to just get you in because I thought I couldn't believe how good your music sounded and you just lived right on our doorstep.
Oh, thank you. Did you bring I'm glad you like it.
Did you bring your guitar with you?
I didn't. No, you didn't say bring it.
Well, maybe next time.
Next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. So, I mean, you've lived on the island all your life?
Pretty much, yeah.
How long have you been doing music?
About 30 years. I love songwriting. I've been doing it since I was 15, since I was at Medina High School. Me and my mate Carl used to write songs in the corridors underneath the Medina Theatre there in the lunch breaks. And ever since then, I've just been hooked on it, really. And I've had quite a long hiatus in the last few years. I'm a family man now. In the last 5 years, I've been songwriting again. And just trying to put all the music out I can, really.
I mean,
and get it all out there.
It does sound such quality.
Thank you.
As I was saying off air, we get sent quite a lot of songs. And some are just songs and they're half decent and so on. They could sound good on the radio. And then some you go, oh, right, wow, that's a sound. That's a really good sound. And I really like the stuff that you sent us. I'm intrigued by Medina High School.
Right, yeah,
because I used to go to Medina as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you in a band?
I was, yes. In those days we were called Lithium. And then we were Rufus Stone, Hightown Crow.
Hightown Crow. Do you know what? I think I've got a CD of theirs at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody made a CD and they sent it in, but I was working for another radio station then.
Okay, yeah.
So Hightown Crow, we're probably looking at, what, 90s?
Yes, late 90s.
Yeah. Crikey. And you were in that band?
Yes, yeah. That was me, Doug Aldred, who's in the band.
Big,
Reg.
Tall fella with plays drums.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Gives you a neck ache looking at him. Yeah.
We're actually playing the Isle of Wight Festival this year, so we're on the Kashmir Cafe stage on the Saturday. So we're gonna be doing that, which is going to be a lot of fun.
So have you done the festival before?
I haven't. No. This is be a first for me.
All right. So looking forward to going already.
Yeah.
When you say you took a hiatus, did you? How many gigs have you done?
I did a lot of showcase gigs around about 20 years ago now, when I was really pushing it, and I had a manager, and we recorded a couple of VPs and albums, and we played places like Guildfest when Guildfest was running, and open mics up in London and on the island as well. Nowadays I don't gig that much, but it's fairly low key gigs that I do. But I'm hoping to sort of get out there again. Yeah.
So what was the inspiration for coming back then?
I just love songwriting. It's just I can't avoid it. Whenever I've left it, I've always missed it. So it's that for me is, you know, where it's at, really. I think I'll be doing it until I die, to be honest, because it's just something. It's just so expressive. I love the process of recording, getting people in, playing with other musicians. I love playing as well, but it's songwriting is where it's at for me.
Okay, well, so what was the inspiration when you first started then? Going back to those days at Medina High School, writing those songs. What year were you there?
95.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, from about 94 to 97, possibly.
Okay.
When were you there?
Oh, long time before that. Okay. Thanks for asking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so come on, what was the inspiration back in 95, 94 when you were at school there?
I was trying to learn the guitar, and I went through several guitar teachers, and then I ended up finding a guitar teacher called Kev Porter, who's amazing, still teaching now, and his brother-in-law, Carl, was also at Medina, and I got playing with him, and then we sort of bounced off each other, and we sort of improved by playing, you know, assemblies. I mean, back then there wasn't the opportunities that there is now. There was no strings or platform one or anything like that, so you had to just kind of do a lot of it yourself. And we would play assemblies and the agricultural show and stuff like that. There wasn't the festival back then, was
no.
there?
Yeah, a lot more tricky. When you say agricultural show, you think, right, okay, that's, I mean, that's
you're just
what,
playing, with, yeah, amongst
it's a great
sheep
show,
and
but
tractors and, yeah.
I mean, youngsters today, they are kind of lucky. It is easier to get that stuff out.
Yeah,
there.
My son's 14 years old. He's got so many things he's involved with musically, the Saturday Rock School and Platform One and playing at strings. It's amazing now. So, yeah.
Do you know what I'm tempted to do? I'm going to go home later, right? I dig out the old Hightown Crow CD.
Yeah.
I will.
It's quite raw.
Yeah. No, if I remember rightly, it was quite heavy.
Yeah. It was a lot heavier than I am now.
Hey, look, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back after the break with a song called Mood Swings. Is this something you wrote?
It's something I wrote. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Mood Swings. It's a song about deadlines. I hate deadlines, and I think it's sort of inspired by that. And I make furniture for a living, and I always have things like Christmas deadlines, and it just drive me nuts. And so it's sort of it's quite introspective, and just trying to get away from deadlines, to sort of be free from, you know, something that we all have to. Deadlines are something that everyone has to suffer, isn't it? But it's nice to be free, and that's, I think, what the song
that's
is
very
about.
Rock and roll, isn't it?
It probably
it's
is,
nice
isn't
to
it?
Be free, yeah. Okay, look, let's take that break. We'll come back with Mood Swings in 2 ticks.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island.
Swings, and that's not Rod Stewart, and it's not Stereophonics, it's Staff Brett. Thanks for the text, Louise. Louise thinks you sound like Rod Stewart. I say Stereophonics, but it's not, it's you. I mean, how amazing does that sound? You've got a great voice,
oh,
and that's
you.
That's you playing guitar as well.
Yes, yeah.
So you've, is that you playing all instruments on that?
No. It's me playing the guitar.
You better give them a mention just in case.
Yeah, the drums on that one was by a guy called Matt Salmon, And the guitar on there is a guy called Carl Perkins. And I've got some keyboards on there by my wife, actually, Mary. Yeah, Mary Dungey. And I think that's it on that one.
Sounds amazing. Just laid back, guitars, voice, words, just perfect. Love
Thank
it.
You.
Absolutely love it. And I'm still thinking, where have you hidden yourself all this time? You know, I know you took a hiatus, but I think it's fantastic. My little ears pricked up when you sent in the music and I listened to it.
Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, thank you so much for playing it.
No problem at all. It's an absolute pleasure. I'm going to try and squeeze in as many of your tracks as possible between now and 1 o'clock. I know we've only got six, but you must have been prolific over the years. If say you started out in, 30 odd years ago.
Yes. Yeah. As I say, I was doing it a lot back in the day when I was in my early 20s. I think it's only so long you can do that for before you have to, earn some.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I still love doing it, so I'll keep doing it. And I try to sort of diverse as much as I can. So I have done other sort of styles of music, but I think like the tracks you just played is where I feel most at home, and where I can express myself the best in that style of writing, I suppose.
So if you fast forwarded now, to now, and your 20-year-old self again.
Yeah.
And we're living in the world that we are now, with where it's so much easier to get your name out there. Would you do that? Would you fast forward, or did you enjoy what you had and wouldn't want to change it?
I loved it. I loved doing it. I think back then it was more trying to get record label interest. Which is not is as hard as now, I suppose, or perhaps even harder, because you can now just sort of publish stuff yourself rather than needing a record label to do it for you. I think it's better now in some ways, because you can do it all from your own home.
Yeah.
But you still got to get people to like your music, and that's very difficult to do, obviously, and unless you're Ed Sheeran or Elton John or something, it's very hard to make money out of songwriting.
See, I would feel like, I know when you were around back in the 90s, I know what the music scene was like, and I picture it now, and I'm just thinking, surely if you're talented, it's going to shine through, because there's so much saturated stuff around that I look at and think, I don't really want to play that. And as a program controller, as somebody that puts the new music on the system, mm-hmm. we have to have a certain amount of new music because of our Ofcom rules and so on. But I'll be honest, there's nothing much that really stands out. So when somebody like you comes along, it does stand out. So you would think, therefore, that it would be easier to get your stuff noticed.
Right.
But you've just said that it's really difficult.
I think you have to be relentless. And perhaps I wasn't relentless enough. I haven't literally put myself in, put full on 100% into it, perhaps. It's tough, and I think you do have to be quite extroverted. Mm. Maybe I'm too introverted. Maybe that's been something. But
but I guess back in the day, that's what we'd have had. You'd have just been able to sort of say, "Hey, look, you get on with the music because that's what you're good at. Leave the other stuff to all the other people that are very good at the marketing." And
right?
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is where I know you don't want to talk on air, but this is where your brother comes in, I guess.
Exactly.
We
better give
him a mention.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my brother Reese, who's here at the minute. And he's basically put my music out everywhere. He's got it on Spotify. He's got how many listeners have we got on Spotify now?
Hang on, don't talk to him. He said he didn't want to be spoken to.
Oh, he didn't want to be spoken to.
He didn't want to be on air.
Yeah, we've got many anyhow. Yeah.
Yeah. how many songs have you written? You must have a rough idea.
I'm well over 100, but that I've produced.
Yeah.
Over half of them I wouldn't want to put out, but
really?
I can always come back to them, I am actually at the moment in the studio recording a couple of tracks that I wrote nearly 30 years ago, and and I'm going to get the get those back together, so it's nice to revisit some of the tracks that were obviously lyrically might not be quite where you are now, you know. So you have to sort of update it. But I still enjoy doing that as well, to sort of try and breathe new life into to old material.
Well, look, my favourite band have just Squeeze. They wrote some songs back in before they had hits, and they left them. They parked them. Yeah. And they're in the process. They're releasing this album that was the load of tracks from 1975, 1976, and they're releasing it in a couple of weeks' time. And I've seen lots of interviews where they've gone back and they've revisited this whole thing. So they said they weren't mature enough to record them then, so that they're doing this now, and it's quite an exciting thing. And I've seen lots of interviews of, you know, the producers and so on. So when you go back in time, I mean, that must be a fascinating thing. But also, when you mention the lyrics, I mean, you're the boss. You can change them, can't you, to fit?
That's true, isn't it? Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's when you're 16, 17, you see the world differently. And I think in the 90s, people didn't open up as much. And nowadays, it's all about being open and not in as honest as possible, and so I think it's just trying to get new life into the tracks, and it is fun actually, because I hadn't until recently revisited some of these tracks, and it's great fun because there's little bits of it that I want to keep. So it might be like an outro or a bridge that I think sounds amazing. So there's a lot in the early stuff.
Hey, look, let's play another track. This next one's called Rumour. Tell me about Rumour.
Rumour is, I think it's about, I wrote it 20 years ago. I think it's about putting yourself out there. And it's just making, if you're creative, getting your music out, and to hell with it.
Right.
Being expressive.
Okay. Should we give it a spin?
Definitely.
That's what we would have said 20, 30 years ago. Let's give it a spin. Let's play it then. So this is Rumour.
Maybe I'm in the middle of something. I'm gonna find a way out somehow. I'm telling you, I'm getting out of the sinking. If it's the very last thing that I ever do,
you know, I'd buy this album. Have you got one?
It's all online.
It's all online. Where can we hear it?
Spotify.
Yeah.
Well, wherever you stream your music. Yeah, Apple Music. It's all there.
Honestly, it sounds fantastic. And I'm just thinking, where have you hidden yourself and so on? Where have you hidden this music? And it's our job is to dig out as many local artists as we possibly can. And we are blessed. We are really, really blessed. But every now and again, you get something that goes to, I don't know, just to another level. And this for me is effortless, but going to another level. If that
Thank
sounds,
you.
Yeah, I mean,
Brilliant.
Honestly, really enjoying these tunes. We've got one more to do, but in the meantime, we've got to talk a little bit more about you. And you mentioned you're doing a gig at, or you're going to be at the Isle of Wight Festival on the Cashmere stage. Where else can we see you live?
Well, I do sort of low-key gigs at Windmill Campsite in the summer. But other than that, I'm not playing anywhere else at the moment, apart from
Is that through choice?
Partly through choice, but mainly through the fact that I have a lot of other commitments. But that I hope that will change in the future. But I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and if I've got any other upcoming gigs, I'll be posting them up there.
Please do. I mean, so we've got a thing on our website where you can post your gigs as well, free of charge. Just log on and put the details in there. But you should get yourself out there. I imagine you. Are you laid back enough to sort of sit on a stool? You know, on a big stall.
Yeah, I can do that.
I have
done a bit of that.
Yeah.
I've done plenty of open mics in the past. Yeah.
Fabulous. I've been really enjoyed spending some time with you this lunchtime.
Thank you so much for playing them.
Really enjoyed playing your music. We've got one more to do. But don't be a stranger, and please keep sending in those tracks.
Oh, brilliant! I will do.
And I say they are all available, and others too.
I've got we're just put an EP out recently, and we've got another new one coming out next month. And we're just putting everything out there. But most of the stuff that I've done is not all of it, but most of it is on Spotify.
Yeah. Now we were talking about the Hightown Crow side of things.
Yes.
And I know I've got a CD at home somewhere, and I know that there was another CD because we started talking about the Dave Pontin CDs that he brought out, and I'm pretty sure he brought out two, and they were full of Isle of Wight artists.
Island Sessions, I think, is the one.
And I remember playing them at another radio station just up the road all those years ago. And we are probably talking 1994, 95, 96 time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know that one of the blokes on there was in a band, and I can't remember, his name was Ian, and he was a gas man. And I do know when he came around and did a job in my house about 15 years ago, we actually dug out one of these tracks and played it as he walked through the door, because he'd not played music since. And that's the sad thing when you got that talent and you just don't use it, don't waste, you know.
Yeah,
don't,
I think
don't
there's
waste
probably
it.
A lot of people on the island that I know a lot of people in bands that obviously gave it up, and you know, but they're still, you know, very talented. But
so when you had the hiatus, did you pick up guitars?
All the time. Yeah, I was still playing and still writing actually, but just not putting it out there.
Concentrating more on the, did you say furniture business?
Yes, that's it. That's right. Yeah.
Was you a furniture restorer, or you make furniture?
I make furniture. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, if you're as good as you are a musician as a furniture restorer, then then that furniture business is going to be good, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah.
Should we tell us about this last song that we're going to play, "In Disgrace"? What did you do? What did you do?
This one was produced by a guy called Chris Kimsey, who is a Rolling Stones producer. He produced Start Me Up, and we managed through a manager that I had at
the
time.
Hang on a second. I just had a look. Your brother looked at me. Your eyebrows went. Hang on a minute. Did you say that the guy that produced this song produced the Rolling Stones as well?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I thought he said. That's what I thought he said. Right, okay.
Yeah, we were very lucky to get through. It was a management company I was with at the time. Had links with, I think it was Olympic Studios. And Chris Kimsey came over to the studio. And we picked him up in our little Nissan Micra, the Rolling Stones producer, and took him there. And he had a listen. And was really up for producing it and some of the other tracks as well. And it was amazing. Yeah, wonderful guy.
And this is it. This is the song.
And this is it. Yeah.
Produced by
Chris Kimsey.
Wow. Hey, look. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
I've got another idea for you as well. I'll share that off air, okay? But it's somewhere where we could go and see you live, and sell some tracks while we're at it.
Sounds good.
All right. So look, let's hear the song first. So this is Staff Brett, "In Disgrace." Thank you.